VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Palestinian medical officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 28 people in the Gaza Strip, including 7 children and a woman, hours after the United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Israel had no immediate comment on the strikes. General Assembly resolutions are not legally binding, although they reflect world opinion. The United States and Israel voted against the measure. Following the fall of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, the Biden administration said it will support a transition towards a non-sectarian government accountable to the Syrian people. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakuswar reports.
A new Syria recognized and supported by the United States. That is the incentive the Biden administration is using as leverage at a moment of deep uncertainty following the fall of President Bashar al-Assad. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the rebel group that toppled Assad, is a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist group. There is a $10 million bounty on its leader, Abu Muhammad al-Jilani. In recent years, Jilani has distanced himself from extremist ideology, but he gave his victory speech Sunday from an ancient Sunni mosque in Damascus, not the presidential palace, a worrying sign for some. U.S. President Joe Biden moved quickly, launching airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria on Sunday, and on Wednesday, sending his top diplomat to Turkey and Jordan to consult with leaders. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
President Joe Biden is commuting the sentences of around 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the coronavirus pandemic and pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. Biden is also weighing whether to issue preemptive pardons for those who investigated Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election and are facing possible retribution when he takes office. This is VOA News.